All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stranded Arabs, and it's your homeboys, Stephanus and Adam, back at it again.
Hello, everyone. Glad we're back. I hope you are too. Today is just going to be an episode about just wrapping things up, you know. What do I mean by that? Nah, this is just like...
Let me just tell them. Okay, so this is an episode that we're going to talk about, like, why we didn't record in such a fucking long time, like almost a year now. And then we're gonna talk about what happened in 2020 and like how it affects everybody and shit. So yeah, we like gotta talk about like why we stopped, you know, the podcasting for a while. I mean, I think it was a big part of like the weather and shit, because I felt fucking depressed this past winter and shit. It wasn't the best, you know, like the fucking weather is always depressing here in Denmark and shit. That's why I don't know. We didn't come along. So,
I guess it's just demotivating and shit. You know, even though like we were getting a lot of good feedback from our listeners, which was fucking great. It was fucking great.
It's amazing.
I'm gonna admit though, like a lot of fucked up shit happened. Actually, like we weren't really the best at making the fucking podcast,
and we still aren't.
We're still
very beginner like,
but I love this shit. I love doing podcasts, bro. This is fucking great. I love this fucking
I love thing. Talking to someone and actually getting some feedback and
what
my thoughts are, you know, like my opinions.
I just like when people like listen to like what I have to say. I don't know, it's just like that sounds a bit egoistic, but you know.
No, I mean, I get you. It sounds like it's very attention craving and shit, but honestly, I just want to get my word out there, man. That's what I want to do. So let's jump straight
let me ask you.
Yeah, so
Adam,
tell me
how was your start of 2020?
Oh man,
how was your start? Like, how was, like, what was your predictions for 2020?
Well, it was. You know what I thought?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, this is gonna be a good year, and I just, you know, I just had my birthday, like on the 30th of December and shit. Yeah. And bro, we were having such a good time. You know, like we went to Fritex, fucking drank some wine from there and shit. It was hella nice.
It was fucking amazing. It was amazing. It was amazing.
It was a nice birthday. And it was an amazing Stephanus birthday. Was hella fucked up. I mean, Jesus
Christ. Bro, you were too, bro. Holy shit. We were so fucked.
Thing is, I was very happy.
So was the rest of the year, bro.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. 2020 was fucked up because we fucked up on my birthday.
Yeah, so tell me, how... What were your predictions? Like, what did you think you were going to do this year? I mean, I know it hasn't ended yet, but you know.
You know what I thought I was going to do? I thought I was going to do something big. I thought I was going to do something that I like. Like something that's that I like doing and actually get successful at it. You know, like maybe podcasting or, you know, working or something. Getting something good, like in my career-wise, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like the hope is lost right now because everything is going to shit, man.
A lot of fucked up shit happened.
Yeah.
Like, let's just start off with the coronavirus.
Fucking corona.
That shit actually first started, like, the reason why it's called COVID-19, obviously, is because it started in December 2019.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in China which, like, some motherfucker ate a bat, bro.
Yeah, he fucking
motherfucker ate a bat. Like, fuck this shit.
You know what? I'm a fucking eat a bat.
I swear to God, imagine eating a fucking bat and ruining the whole world, bro. You just know? Ruined the whole world. You legit had countries panicking, bro. They were so scared. They shit their pants, bro.
No one knows what to do.
No, just because this motherfucker decided to eat a motherfucking bat.
He was like, fuck, I'm getting hungry, boys.
I'm getting hungry, bro.
Eat a bat.
Motherfucker ate a damn bat, bro. Can you, like... Bro, there's chicken. There's pork. There's cow. There's every... Like, why bat? Why a bat?
Hold up. How did he eat it? Like, did he fry it? Did he fucking boil it? What did he do? Did he eat it raw?
I think he just ate some bat soup. You know, he was craving some bat soup. Long day of work. Yeah. Just came back home, you know, asked his wife to make him some bat soup.
Jesus Christ, man. Get the fuck out of here. It's fucked up.
And he ruined the whole world because of how selfish he is. But I know a lot of you are thinking right now, like, that's not true because it's been refuted a lot of times, actually.
I mean, it sounds so, like, you know, mystical. It sounds so, it's from a fucking child's book. A guy eats a bat, kills the whole world, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's fucked up. The WHO debunked this.
The who?
WHO.
The who?
Yeah, the who, bro. The who. Okay, what the fuck, man?
Bro, I'm fucking...
Fuck you, bro. Fucking asshole. Yeah, the fucking who. The WHO, man. Fucking cunt, bro. Fuck you.
I love you.
Fucking tripping me all the time.
I love you, man.
So, anyways, the WHO. I think they debunked this.
They actually called WHO.
Fuck you, bro.
I'm fucking
just right fucking now. Get the point already.
Okay, okay. So
the WHO
fucking happens.
But it fucking happens. That's legit the beginning of the year, bro. You know how I found out about that shit? Yeah. Bro, I was looking through Facebook, which I never do. I never look through Facebook anymore, bro. Yeah. Bro, ever since you fucking get out of ninth grade, you don't look at that shit, bro. Right?
Facebook just fucking disappears.
After ninth grade, bro.
It's only Messenger, bro.
It's only Messenger.
If they didn't have messengers, they would go fucking bankrupt.
So fucking true, bro. So, like only
those
old
have an Instagram. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. A lot of old people use Facebook though.
That's
which
true.
Makes it so unhip because fuck that shit, bro. I swear it turns so commercial,
so
bro.
Unhip. Oh my God.
Facebook turns so commercial, bro. They started fucking putting two fucking ads on a 12-second video, bro.
Listen,
how fucked up is that
no,
shit?
No, it's not that. It's just I'm telling you, bro. I'm looking through my fucking feed, legit, and I see a fucking $6 from Wish. I'm like, bro, how the fuck did the algorithm get a $6 with a 6-speed blowjob fucking cum drying tray? How the fuck did the algorithm get that to me?
Bro,
I never fucking Googled that
bro,
shit.
That's why, bro, I stopped using Facebook. That shit's for old people, man.
It's
like,
too weird, man.
It's fucked up.
He's fucking showing me a foot and a pussy, and they're like, yeah, you can fuck that shit. You can buy it from Wish for 5 kronas. You can buy a Wish house for 5 kronas, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, like, I don't fucking know what Mark Zuckerberg is doing, bro. I don't fucking... He's a fucking weirdo.
They steal our fucking data, man. They sell it to companies. Did you see that shit?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They were on trial for that shit.
Yeah, yeah, okay, anyways,
back,
that wasn't
back
our...
Back to the point. Back to the point.
Anyways, so I was looking through Facebook, okay, which I never do. And so I just see a video of a Chinese guy just falling on the fucking ground. He was carrying groceries. And he just motherfucking fell on the ground. And they started talking about, like, they started, like, writing, like, this new virus is spreading around, is spreading through China. Away. And I showed my dad, and I was like, look at this. What the fuck is that shit? And he was like, motherfucking Chinese people, bro. What the fuck? And, okay, that sounded a bit racist, but...
yeah.
So, all of a sudden, like, two weeks later, and you start hearing, like, it's spreading around the fucking country, and they're on lockdown and everything.
Shit.
It's crazy. It was crazy. Fucking crazy. It's fucking fast the way it spread and how fast it spread.
Okay, so anyways, after coronavirus, well, everything in the whole world is actually going okay. Everything like that. The numbers are going down and shit, and then something fucking terrible happens. A fucking guy, he gets killed in the U.S., he gets killed in 9 seconds. No, 9 fucking minutes. A police officer is tramping on his neck.
Yeah. Like, it's not enough with the... It's not
man,
enough with
it's
the,
so fucking unhumane,
bro,
man.
It's not enough with the coronavirus, like, happening throughout all these
oh
months.
My God.
But, like, also this kind of shit happened.
Bro, let me tell you something. Let me just put this into perspective real quick. Fucking me as a kid, I... Like, my parents, they never told me anything bad about the police. They never told me to stay away from the police. They never told me that they were dangerous. I bet you that black kids in 2020 are getting the talk from their parents that the police are bad and that they should behave around them, that they should be considering them as dangerous. Like, think if the only, like, form of authority that you have, the people that actually should protect you. Think if you're afraid of them.
Yeah, and it's just something that happens all the time because... the police, they abuse their power. So, you know, it just happens every fucking day in around America, which is so fucked up. It's so fucked up. A lot of great things about America. It's a land of opportunity. And, like, it's a great place, but it's just, there's a perfect balance of how shitty it is compared to, like, racism and all that fucking stuff. And how fucking amazing it is compared to like how
amazing,
fucking how many opportunities you can get there.
There's the good and bad, I guess. But
yeah,
like,
obviously.
When I as a fucking individual saw this part of the world, this racism in fucking action, I mean, I've been fucking. People have been like been racist to me when I was fucking young. I didn't even understand what racism is, and I just went to my fucking older brother. This guy said this to me, and the fucking guy he was like racist and shit, right? I didn't know what the fucking shit is. But when I saw this shit in action, when I saw it on fucking Instagram video, it's fucking, it's amazing, bro.
Yeah, it's fucked
up. It's mad. It's fucking
up.
Mad.
Yeah.
Did you know that he fucking paid with a $20 counterfeit?
Yeah.
Like, he probably didn't even know that it was a counterfeit.
Yeah.
And he just paid with it, and the fucking police was called on him, killed. Mad. And bro, the guy was screaming mama when he was dying, even though his mom was dead.
Dude, that's so fucked up. So fucked up.
Saying I can't like, breathe, bro.
In Denmark, it's not as police brutality and the racism is not as bad as America.
Right.
Like, so that's why we can't really, like, we've never seen this shit happening around here.
No.
And really. It's way different than it is in America. Mm. But I was talking to my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, today. Yeah. I was talking to my friend, you know, and I asked him, like, what do you think about this whole George Floyd situation? He said, like, he's all for Black Lives Matter. Mm. But it's just, like, he said, I think they turned it a bit, like, in the wrong direction, you know? I'll tell you what. So.
The rioting?
No, let me tell you. Like, rioting, he said, you know, in his opinion, like, rioting was fine. You know, let me continue. There has been a lot of peaceful protests in America with the Black Lives Matter movement, but you don't hear about half of them because they're peaceful protests and media doesn't want to cover that shit. And the government has not done anything. Peaceful protests are not being heard.
It's always going to be because people are so different.
So that's why people are having enough and they're angry. So they want to, like, they're telling the government enough is enough and I need to fucking have my word heard.
By rioting. Fucking taking a 65-inch TV home.
That's not rioting. Yeah, that's looting.
Looting. Rioting and looting, it's still fucking...
Rioting is basically the destruction of like property. Yeah. But, like, obviously, it's never okay to, like, riot and then go destroy, like, your local pizzeria.
Let me tell you something.
If you think about it in another way, if you loot Walmart and, like, American stores and you look Walmart, Target, whatever, all those places, you got to remember these are huge companies and the government wins a lot of money from them. And so if you loot them, they lose obviously a lot of fucking money, and the government will also lose a lot of fucking money, and they don't want that obviously. So it kind of gives them a push to start thinking, what should we do about this?
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. Did you see that video with a fucking two white chicks, they're graffitiing Black Lives Matter. And then the black girl is like, don't fucking vandalize that shit because we are peaceful protesters. And I get that. And I fuck with that, you know?
Yeah, 100%. It's great and all. I was just saying how it can be looked in another way. But yeah, 100%. Like, I agree with
you. I bet you in some time of your life, you have worked with a guy who was racist towards you. And he told you that he was your friend. In some fucking period of your life. I did that. I fucking work with a guy who I think is racist. And he, bro, he's chill with me, bro. He gives me cigarettes. But he's fucking racist. Wait. Hold up, because I think we're kind of running out of time. Let me just wrap this up real quick. So now we're talking about coronavirus and we talked about, like, George Floyd and Black Lives Matter movement. And, like, let me conclude this real quick. My thoughts on this is that I fucking support him and shit. But bro, stop fucking looting. Like, stop the people who are looting from looting. Because I know that the people who are looting, they're not just black, you know? Like, bro, white people are fucking looting too. What the fuck? Yeah. Like, they come and just loot. They don't give a fuck about George Floyd. Let me just say it. They don't give a fuck. They just want a fucking 65-inch TV, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice, isn't it? So, we just stop these fucking people from looting. Like, I feel okay about the army coming in as long as they don't abuse their powers.
Yeah.
But then whenever I fucking see a video of a black guy going up to a police officer who's on his duty and says that he's a fat fuck and that he looks like a fucking pig, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
When your black guy goes to a police officer who didn't do shit, tells him, here, you fucking pig, you look so fat, you look like that, and this is him. What the fuck? That's fucked up. What the fuck did he do to you?
Yeah. It's fucked up, you know? It's just fucked up.
Look, we're only a fucking Jew, my friend. We're in for a fucking ride, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, I really fucking hope that this year is going to be something better, man. Because I had such high expectations. Now everything is fucking collapsing and shit. It's very shit.
I had fucking high expectations for 2020, honestly.
Well...
Like, bro, like, holy shit, man. The coronavirus? Damn. Well, that hit...
Who would have thought?
That hit hard, bro. What the fuck? Like, I was out working every fucking day when the coronavirus started to happen. Because, like, everyone quit for a short time. And, like, they didn't want to fucking work. But I was just, like, I needed the fucking money, bro.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just, it's hard times. I can't imagine, the people in Italy, bro, or like severe countries like,
yeah, but
that's been hit.
I mean, that's been hit. And bro, do you see how fucking offended everybody else now? Oh my God, bro. It's so like fucked. It's so entertaining to see, man.
Yeah.
Like, people are getting offended all over the world. I'm not even talking about the BLM. I'm talking about the fucking, you know, coronavirus.
But people are fucking angry that they have to stay at home, bro.
Wow.
Wow, bro.
That's something else.
Can you believe that in America they fucking went to protest that they don't want to stay inside? Bro, what the fuck, bro?
These anti-vax Facebook moms. Anti-vax Facebook moms.
Where are they now? Where are they now?
Fucking Karens.
Where are the fucking anti-vax? You know why?
Where are the Karens?
You know why the anti-vaxxers are not posting anything? No, because the anti-vaxxers are waiting for a fucking vaccine, bro. Bro, they're like, oh shit, maybe this wasn't such a bad idea. And you like, bro.
They're like, fuck it.
Damn, bro.
Damn, man. I swear.
People going out to protest because they don't want to stay inside. Bro, what the fuck? That shit's so insane.
Yeah, man.
Like, the government is like, what the fuck are you doing? Get back inside. That's exactly the opposite of our plan.
Bro, America's so ramped. America's so fucking... It has a lot of fucking cases. It has like 500,000, doesn't it?
It's insane.
Bro, there's all right, like
we gotta
6
wrap
million.
It up. We gotta wrap it up.
Oh, shit.
Damn, this has been a fucking nice... It's been nice.
This is nice that we're fucking back. We're so excited.
I hope y'all listen to this.
We're as excited as ever, and we're gonna fucking keep on going. Now, fucking stay out there and fucking
take care of yourself.
Rock on.
All right. See you in the next episode.